Since the ventricular muscle is much thicker in the left than in the right ventricle, the sum of depolarization of the two ventricles is downwards and toward the left leg. This produces again a positive going deflection R wave in lead 2. Since the depolarization vector is in the same direction as the lead 2 axis. As septal depolarization moves from left to right, the depolarization vector is directed towards the electrode of lead 2, RA, and therefore a negative going deflection Q wave is produced. The interval between two R waves is the R to R interval, measured in milliseconds, which has a correlation to one's heart rate, or BPM. The key to this slide is to remember we are needing a positive QRS complex, and you are more likely to get a high QRS complex in lead 2.